It was a low-key arrival in a chilly rain, and it came at a time of uncertainty in relations between the United States and Japan. The new Japanese Prime Minister, Yukio Hotoyama, campaigned on a pledge to be less dependent on Washington. He is seeking trade deals with other Asian countries and is reviewing long-term U.S.-Japan military agreements. But when they went before reporters after their meeting, President Obama downplayed any tensions.
There should be no doubt, as we move our nations in a new direction, our alliance will endure, and our efforts will be focused on revitalizing that friendship so that it's even stronger and more successful in meeting the challenges of the 21st century.
Prime Minister Hotoyama agreed. Mr. Hotoyama announced plans for a review of U.S.-Japan relations leading up to the 50th anniversary of their security alliance in 2010. President Obama said the time is right to renew and refresh the partnership between Washington and Tokyo.
It's essential for the United States, it's essential for Japan, and it's essential for the Asia-Pacific region.
Their talks ended with pledges of increased cooperation in areas such as nuclear nonproliferation and climate change. Both said they want to find a solution to the dispute over U.S. military basing rights on the southern island of Okinawa. But Prime Minister Hotoyama made clear Japan will no longer refuel ships involved in the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan. He said Japan decided it can do more good by providing Afghanistan with substantial civilian assistance, $5 billion over the next 5 years. President Obama said he briefed the Japanese leader on his search for a revised Afghan strategy. He said a decision will come soon.
It will be one that is fully transparent so that the American people understand exactly what we're doing and why we're doing it.
The president said he also wants to send a clear message that the U.S. military commitment will not be open-ended. He said the goal is to reach the point where the Afghan people can take care of their own security. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in Tokyo.